This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Today is Friday, May the 10th, 2019. I'm Michael Morale, Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.
According to a review study, early intervention is crucial for the successful management of SMA. The study discussed the progress made in newborn screening and treatment strategies for this disease. The study was called Progress in Treatment and Newborn Screening for Duchenne Muscular Dystrophy and SMA. It was published in World Journal of Pediatrics. SMA is caused by defects in both copies of the SMN1 gene. This leads to a lack of functional SMN protein. The SMN2 gene is almost identical to SMN1, and people can have two or more copies. However, the slight variations between these genes cause SMN2 to produce differently spliced mRNA, and thus much less functional SMN protein. Based on this, two broad strategies for treating SMA have been proposed and investigated. The first strategy is to alter the splicing of SMN2. This allows a full SMN protein to be produced. And this is how Biogen's Spinraza works. It's the first treatment for SMA that's approved by the US FDA and the European Medicines Agency. In the phase 3 ENDEAR clinical trial, this treatment improved motor function and increased survival rates. The phase 2 NURTURE trial was designed to test whether Spinraza would be effective for very young infants and who had not yet shown SMA symptoms. The trial is still ongoing, though according to interim results announced by Biogen, all 25 of the included infants were still alive at 14 months old. Furthermore, all of them could sit up unassisted, and most could walk to some degree. Spinraza can only be administered via an injection into the spinal canal. Other compounds designed to have the same effect, but that can be taken orally, are currently being tested. The second general strategy for treating SMA is through gene therapy. This is where the goal is to add a functional version of the SMN1 gene to cells using a modified virus. Zolgin SMA is one of these kinds of therapies. It was tested in a phase 1 clinical trial. Most patients had improvements that persisted over 2 years of follow-up, and patients who received higher doses are doing particularly well. Zolgin SMA is currently undergoing priority review by the FDA, with an approval decision expected in May. Both these therapies are thought to be most effective when started even before symptoms develop. Therefore, early detection is critical. It's no surprise that screening newborns for SMA is becoming more widespread. However, there are still hurdles to overcome for both screening and ensuring access to treatment. This is a concern particularly in China. Structurally, the Chinese hospital system relies on patient advocacy for care. Since gene therapies require strict physician oversight, it may be difficult to implement into their system. For example, their physician visits are often only minutes long. Making new therapies affordable to the average Chinese family will need to be a priority. Plus, other barriers like the social stigma around disability may cause further complications for patients. Still, the overall outlook is hopeful. SMA has historically been a fatal disease, but as more new therapies are tested and approved, and as better screening practices are implemented, patient outcomes will likely keep improving.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Are you interested in understanding gene therapy? ExploreGeneTherapy.com has helpful information about gene therapy, including its history and how it is being investigated for the treatment of genetic diseases. Visit www.exploregenetherapy.com.
Thank you for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forum's moderator and vlogger. Recently, I talked about striving towards your goals and dreams. Today, I'm going to talk about knowing your limitations. Although at first those might seem counterintuitive, being aware of your limitations can actually make achieving those goals and dreams more attainable. When I was in my upper teens, I got bombarded with people telling me that now vehicles have adaptations, so they can be driven by someone in a wheelchair. Sure, that's fine and dandy for a lot of people, but I knew it was beyond the scope of my ability. Instead of focusing on something I couldn't do, I aimed my attention on how to get from point A to point B in other ways. My parents had an accessible van that others could drive. I learned the local transit system, albeit in a small town, very limited. And on a nice day, I can get where I need to go in my wheelchair. How does not being able to drive help accomplish your goals, you might ask? Well, when I decided to go to college, it helped me choose a campus that was only a couple hours away. That way, it wasn't such a treacherous journey to get dropped off, and I still could visit home frequently. It was also a compact campus, so once I got there, I could get everywhere I needed to with relative ease. When I decided to live off campus, I learned their transit system, and when the temps were favorable, I just drove my chair to class. I did lose a shoe crossing the street one day, but that's another story. Although now when I see a random shoe alongside the road, I'm not quite as perplexed at how it could happen. Anyway, knowing my limitations allowed me to successfully attend college and subsequently get a job where I can work from home and continue to live independently. You see, I chose a place to live in town where I still have access to the bus and it's within walking distance of other shops and businesses. Figuring out what your limitations are can be a bit more challenging, especially with a progressive disability. I've had my share of mishaps, like when I got stuck outside while I was trying to get the mail and the ramp was too icy to get back in. Luckily, I had my cell phone so I could call someone for assistance. And then there was that time I scalded my hand trying to get hot soup out of the microwave. Despite being unpleasant, these incidents have taught me where my limitations are and what I have to do to remain living independently. Now I just have my PCA check the mail on her way in. I can still get it on a nice day if I want to. And I also leave the microwaving to someone else. If I want a hot beverage later in the day, I just make it ahead of time and put it in an insulated mug. My point is, limitations don't have to be a burden. They can be a useful tool to help make life successful. Think of them more as a guide to help you on your quest. You might lose a shoe along the way, but if it helps you get closer to that treasure on the treasure map, it'll be worth it.
The information in our flash briefings and podcast are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcast and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. For SMA News Today, I'm Michael Morale, Multichannel Content Director.